also for those who are going to be receiving the sacrament of confirmation. And for all of you here, it is something good for all of us to hear and review. All of you know, especially you've been preparing for Holy Communion, that in the sacred host, that is really and truly the body and blood of Jesus. And we know that because Jesus said so. At the Last Supper, Jesus took wine, bread, and he said, "This is my body." And he took the chalice with the wine and said, "This is my blood." And that is the reason why when you receive Holy Communion, you kneel down. We don't receive Jesus standing up, we kneel down, because Jesus is true God and true man. We also know that the host, the sacred host, is placed on our tongue. We don't touch the host. Only a priest or a deacon who's ordained can touch the sacred host, because we show reverence to Jesus. After we finish the sermon, when we go back to the altar, watch very carefully. When we take the plate called a paten with the host on it, that paten is made out of gold. When we offer the chalice, when we pray the prayers of offertory of the chalice is made out of gold, because gold is most precious, and that God gets the very best. Jesus gets the very best. Because when we consecrate the bread to the body and blood of Christ, we consecrate the chalice into the blood of Jesus. Jesus is truly present on the paten and in the chalice. And we reverence Jesus' presence. I always tell seminarians who are about to get ordained, you want to know a simple rubric? Very simple. And if you could learn this, a lot of the actions during the Mass, and there's a lot of things, remember, when you offer Mass, all of them will just come very easily. We told this to Father Anthony and to Father Molina. Before the priest ever touches the Blessed Sacrament, what does he do? Genuflex in adoration. The very last thing the priest does when he touches the host and puts it down, is genuflex before the Blessed Sacrament. When you're going to distribute Holy Communion, the very first thing you do when you open up the tabernacle, genuflect. The very last thing you do when you put the ciborium back into the tabernacle, you genuflect in adoration. You'll notice when we offer Mass after the consecration, we keep our fingers together because there's particles of the host on our fingers, and we don't pick up anything else. If we turn the pages, we turn with these three fingers carefully, because once we touch Jesus in the sacred host, we don't separate our fingers until after distributing communion. We wash our fingers with wine and with water to purify our fingers. Jesus is present in the Blessed Sacrament as long as we can see the host. But once, if I have particles on my fingers, once they get washed in wine and water, it dissolves, and Jesus is not present. This is something for us to remember when we receive Holy Communion. Jesus stays within us for about 15 minutes. And what a precious time that is to be able to talk to Jesus. Jesus is right within me. Jesus, the same Jesus who hung on the cross, the same Jesus who Mary held in her arms when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He'll be in me for 15 minutes. And why does Jesus come? As he's a good shepherd, and he wants to strengthen us. So after you receive Holy Communion, you go back to your place. You remember, you either close your eyes and pray and think of Jesus being in you and talk to Jesus, or if you have a prayer book or a holy card, look at the holy card and pray your prayers, reminding yourself Jesus is right within me. And that is a very, very precious time. So congratulations to all of you who made your first communion. A very special day. Remember, every time you go to communion, you get a lot of graces come into your soul. And so after this first communion, try to go to Holy Communion as often as you can. But remember, before you go to communion, you can't have any big sin, mortal sin on your soul. Number two, can't eat anything for 3 hours. And no drinking milk or pop or anything else like that for 1 hour. But after that, try to go to communion as often as you can. You're going to find, boys and girls, that when you receive Holy Communion, God's grace not only floods into your soul, but God strengthens you. Jesus strengthens you when you receive Him in Holy Communion. And you know what Jesus promised? Jesus promised this. He who eats His body and blood shall live forever in heaven and the happiness of heaven. That is a very, very special promise. So congratulations on your first communion. After Mass, we're going to enroll you in the brown scapular. Now those of you who are going to be confirmed today, you know, sisters have taught you, you're going to become soldiers of Christ. When we impose our hand on your head, we do exactly what the apostles did. That's what we read of in sacred scripture. The apostles imposed their hands on those to be confirmed, and the Holy Ghost came upon them. We're going to do the exact same thing. Impose our hand on your forehead, and on your head, and anoint your forehead with the sign of the cross with a chrism. And the chrism signifies strengthening of your soul. Those of you who are sponsors, remember at the time of confirmation, when I impose my hand on the head and anoint the forehead with a chrism, you remember, put your right hand on the right shoulder. Now what does it mean to be a soldier of Christ? By being confirmed to become a soldier of Christ, the Holy Ghost is going to come to you in a very special manner with His graces and His gifts to strengthen you and fortify you, help you to know God's will, help you to know what God wants you to do, and also the grace to be able to do it. What were the apostles before the coming of the Holy Ghost in Pentecost? The apostles, they were weak. They were ignorant, they were fearful. But once the Holy Ghost came upon them with His graces and gifts, they were strengthened. They went out and preached about Jesus, about His resurrection. And they even shed their blood to bear witness to the faith. So now that you are going to be confirmed, remember, you're a soldier of Christ. Keep God's commandments. If you want to go to heaven, what does Jesus say? If you will enter into life, heaven, keep the commandments. Number two, pray your prayers every day. You know, why do we pray? God's help, because without God, we can't do anything. Make it a habit. Pray every single day. St. Alphonsus Liguori makes it very simple. He says this, if you don't pray, you won't save your soul. You're going to go to hell. Prayer, union with God, asking God's help is necessary for our salvation. So keep God's commandments, pray our prayers, and especially receive the sacraments fervently. Boys and girls, you know the day and times in which we live, there's a lot of temptations out there. The devil is very, very clever. He has a lot of situations, a lot of bad temptations for us to lead us away from God, lead us into sin. And if we're not strong, we're going to fall. We have to be strong in our faith and not be afraid. I remember I was confirmed when I was 8 years old. I was in third grade. And I remember the confirmation. It was kind of scary because there were about 250, 300 kids getting confirmed. And not only that, but I had never seen a bishop before. And so on my confirmation, it was in the evening time. First of all, the Knights of Columbus came. They were on honor guard. They pulled out their swords and crossed their swords. And then they started singing the 2SR Chalice, and here comes the bishop, an old, old bishop coming down. He was an auxiliary bishop of Chicago. And all these priests and all these seminarians, and here comes the bishop. And the scary thing was this. Then he turned around and started asking us questions. And I was like, whoa. In fact, I was sitting in the fourth row, and you know what I did? I tried to get down as low as I could and get behind somebody so that he couldn't see me, so he wouldn't ask me any questions. And I remember that after he was done asking the questions, he gave confirmation, and after the confirmation, after I got confirmed, he gave us a slight slap on the cheek. What is that all about? We get slapped on the cheek to remind us that we must be ready to suffer for our faith when necessary. Now I'm going to tell you a story And this is a true story. It just one happened to me. I made my first communion when I was 7 years old. I got confirmed when I was 8. We were in a big school in Chicago, about 1,000 kids. And I remember Sister Mary Grace in second grade, she talked about hell. She says, boys and girls, God loves all of us, and he wants us to reward us with the eternal happiness of heaven. But if we commit mortal sin, and we die with mortal sin in our soul, we will go to hell. She says, you know what hell's going to be like? And then she starts describing burning and punishment forever and ever. And she scared us about hell. And I remember going home and I prayed before I went to bed and I said, God, I do not want to go to hell. Nope. Yeah, I don't want to go there. Dear God, help me not to go to hell. Then I got confirmed. But there was one episode in my life I'll never forget. We had boys in our neighborhood. Some were Catholic, some were not Catholic. There was one boy who was not Catholic, but he was a friend. He was on our baseball team, football team, and all that. I think it was about 9 or 10 years old. So he had a birthday party. Well, that's nice to go to a birthday party, get some cake and candy and ice cream and have some games. That's fun. But this boy was not a Catholic. And part of the birthday party was, we're going to go to a movie. And, you know, for me, I almost never went to a movie. First of all, didn't have the money to get to do something like that. I had to cut the grass and shovel snow. You know, that didn't come easy. I saved my money. So I went to this movie with all these boys. Most of those boys, they were Catholic at the movie, but this boy whose birthday it was not a Catholic. I didn't know, never went to a movie before. And all of a sudden, there's something very, very modest that came on the scene. I put my head down like, whoa. That's not right. So I thought maybe that's the only thing that's going to be bad. And a little while later, something even worse came up. And I thought to myself, you can't sit here and watch this. So I got up and I left the theater. And when I was out there in the theater, I was trying to think, what are those boys going to say about me? Oh, what's the matter with you? Or, are you a sissy or something, chicken? And I said in my mind at that time, you know what? I don't want to go to hell. And I don't want to offend God. And I don't care what they say. You can say whatever you want, because you know what? I can be a coward, a sissy, and stay there just to go along with those boys, or I can leave. I'm not going back in there. Done. Finished. Well, the boys really didn't notice very much. But at least when I went home that night, I thanked God, thank you, because that would have been a serious mortal sin to stay there and watch that garbage. And I was just, like I say, shocked. I couldn't believe. Didn't go to movies very much, but how in the heck kids could be in a movie like that? They let kids in. It was just beyond me. But the point is this. You know, could I have done that without God's grace? No. There's the element of what are the boys going to think, and they're going to make fun of you, and everybody else is doing it, and all that other stuff. Because sometimes, you know, when we're tempted, we're put in a situation, we have to stand on our own 2 feet and be on our own by ourselves. And that's where the grace of confirmation is going to come to strengthen you. God's going to lighten your mind to tell you, hey, this is what God wants you to do. And confirmation is going to give you the strength to be able to do it. Most of us, I'd say, all of us have a conscience, so we know what we're supposed to do. But in a moment of weakness, the devil's tempting us, we have a weak, fallen human nature. The devil's using the things of this world to lead us away from God. We get very weak-kneed. We get cowardly. We get afraid. But when you receive confirmation, you get a special help of the Holy Ghost, especially to be strong in the practice of your faith. So now that you're getting confirmed, don't think, it's over with. I'm done. First communion, confession, confirmation, I'm done. No, now's the beginning. Be a soldier of Christ. Stand up for your faith, and don't be afraid to practice your faith openly. One little story. He said, hey, I thought we were only going to use one story. I'll give you a second story. Bonus for today. I remember I was swimming with some boys and I had my brown scapular on.
This kid comes up to me and says, "What's this, the Bible?" I looked at him like, number one, I don't care what you think. Number two, get your hands off my scapular. And number three, no, dummy, it's not a Bible. Now, I shouldn't have called him a dummy, but you know, when I was a kid, and that's what I said. It's a scapular. Don't you know what a scapular is? Are you that dummy? You don't know what a scapular is. Well, the thing about it is this. When you wear a scapular, people don't know what it is. It's a tea bag, or what is it? You know, they have no idea. But that scapular is a sign that we love the Mother of God, Mary, the Mother of God. And she promises us special protection when we wear that scapular. And the grace of confirmation is going to help you to not be afraid to practice your faith. How many of you, not just talk about the kids and be confirmed, but how many of you out there, when it comes to you're out in public at a restaurant, and you're going to say grace, and you think the whole world is watching me. Oh my gosh, I can't, oh boy, they're looking at me. And you see, you kind of bend down a little bit, look both ways, and you make the world's smallest sign of the cross. There's no sign of the cross smaller than that, because you're afraid. Who cares? Practice your faith openly. You don't have to make a big drama about it and start singing hymns or stuff like that at the table. No. Be normal. But making the sign of the cross before you eat shows that you're a Catholic. You believe in Jesus Christ, and the sign of our salvation is the cross on which Jesus died. And you're not afraid to practice your faith. Not afraid to stand up. So when it comes to confirmation, we need those graces not just after we're confirmed, but for the rest of our lives. How many of you adults find yourself sometimes in very difficult situations? Maybe you're with some neighbors or with some friends or who knows where, and people start talking about things that are inappropriate. You don't need their company, but just out of human respect, and you're afraid of what they're going to say, and they're going to hang around. Stand up and do what's right. If someone starts saying things that are not appropriate, or maybe even attacking Christ or our faith, or things that we believe as Catholics, you don't have to punch them out. You don't have to get into a fight. But don't be afraid to stand up for your faith and say something. And just say, well, then, you know what, I don't agree with that at all. I think it is totally wrong. Whether it's the issue of abortion. Some people think there's no problem with murdering babies. I think it's murder. And people that commit murder break the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, and if they don't repent, they're going to go to hell for that. You don't have to be in someone's faith or anything else like that, but a lot of people have, unfortunately, watered down morality, watered down the commandments, as if there is no commandments, there's no heaven, there's no hell. Let us not be afraid to stand up for our faith, even if it means standing by ourselves. And like I say, we don't have to be obnoxious. We don't have to be in someone's face. We don't have to be, offensive. But we have to be honest. And we should be very straightforward. And you know, I'd like to end on this note here. Those of you who are going to be confirmed today, those of you who are going to make your first communion, remember, be a good example. You get the privilege of receiving Jesus and Holy Communion. You get the privilege of being a soldier of Christ. Then be a good example to all those who see you. You shouldn't be like the other kids out in the world who are pagans and don't believe in God or don't have idea of commandments. You should have morals. You have to know right from wrong, and you should do what's right. And be an example of everyone who sees you. And especially, most especially, be the example of charity. Jesus tells us, you know, this is the greatest of the virtues. St. Paul says, if I have faith to remove mountains, but I don't have charity, I'm nothing. I'm a big zero. So of all the virtues, we want to be noted for the virtue of charity. So congratulations to our first communicants. Congratulations to those who have been confirmed. And for all of us, let's pray for them and for all of us in this church. Let us be what St. Peter exhorted the early Christians. Fortes and fide, strong in the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.